We're back with the America. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, throughout this national emergency, American Legion National Commander Bill Oxford has continued to lead the nation's largest veterans organization as many American Legion posts closed their homes and postponed events due to the coronavirus concerns. In typical Legion fashion, the American Legion has responded to the needs of many local communities by providing essential supplies, promoting buddy checks, and assisting veterans, military families, and service members with service claims and other benefits. While working from his home in Lenoir, North Carolina, Oxford has regularly convened teleconference calls with the Legion representatives from all 50 states and 5 regional departments. He's directed his Washington staff to continue regular communication with top officials from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, the White House, Congress, the Department of Defense, and the Department of Labor. This has been an extreme time, as you can imagine, unprecedented history that we're living through, and the Legion has been doing everything they can to lead the way. It is the largest veteran service organization with about 2 million members, nearly 13,000 posts worldwide, whose members are involved in community-based support of veterans, service members, and their families. The American Legion is strongly committed to helping vets and military families with its outreach programs and lobbying efforts as a new generation of returning vets reintegrate into the community. With us now is Bill Oxford. Bill, welcome to the show. Good to have you back. It's been a while since we've talked, but these are important times, and it's really critical that people understand the message and all that the American Legion is doing.
Thanks, Bill. It's just a tremendous honor for me to be here and represent the 3 million member American Legion family. You talked about some of the numbers the Legion has and does, but it's an honor to be here and be able to represent the American Legion and continue to look after America's veterans.
Well, and the American Legion was quick. I mean, they respond as they always do. They're in the front of the line when it comes to responding to disasters, and this has been no exception as the Legion has responded to COVID-19 pandemic, right?
Absolutely the case. We encourage our Legion posts to follow the rules and regulations set up by the local governments or state governments and the federal officials also. But we do have many Legion posts closed down, but they're still providing valuable services. And if I could be happy to talk about some of the different events across the country, but we've got posts from Nebraska, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Virginia, California, Texas, all still providing services to help the veterans of America.
Mm-hmm. They're just not, the front door is not necessarily open, but a lot of activity coming out the back door, right, Bill?
Absolutely the case. We continue to try to make teleconferencing, some of the virtual events still part of the process. We are discouraging meetings, but we still try to maintain those contacts. One of the things that we've done to help out is a process we call buddy checks. And I know going back to the World Wars, we heard a term called battle buddies. But the buddy check is just a way for veterans to reach out to other veterans to see if there's in trouble, if they need help, if we can make a trip to the grocery store or a trip to the local pharmacy or run an errand and help that veteran practice social distancing. We're out there trying to help out, trying to make sure those veterans, and this is every veteran's okay.
Yeah, it's kind of, it has an added dimension to kind of the welfare check, but this is what vets do anyway. They would check on one another, but we just need to realize that, we've got buddies that we would normally run into at the post that we're not seeing, and, it's good to do, in a sense, kind of a welfare check, and if it involves a donation, I mean, we know the way vets are, we're sharers. I mean, we don't hold back, so where we see a need, we flow to that need.
Absolutely the case.
Well, how has the Legion overall adapted to this new environment? You touched on some things, and I know that many Legionnaires are, we're biting at the bit to, get back home to our posts and be able to interact with our fellow vets.
Well, that's the case, Bill. We still are looking for ways to help, to assist, and we can look at things like there's posts out there hosting blood drives, and there's ways that we can safely do those kinds of things. So as we continue, and I was fortunate enough to be on a conference call yesterday with the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, and he seem to indicate that the curve is flattening. We're making progress, but we need to continue to emphasize washing hands, social distancing, those kinds of things that have let us get to this point. But it looks like that there is a light at the end of the tunnel somewhere down the road.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Vietnam War veteran James W. Bill Oxford, who was elected national commander of the nearly, is it 3 or 2 million member American Legionnaires?
Well, if we think about the extended family, and if we add the auxiliary and the Sons of the Legion, our family is almost 3 million members.
Wow. Well, this is awesome, and as you say, they continue to flow to the need. I think the idea is that they are incorporating, and of course, every area is unique, has its own way of creatively servicing the community. Now, vets, we do know, are especially hit hard by the economic downturn. Put that in perspective for our audience, if you would, Bill.
Well, when we think about the veterans, and I'll use specifically Legionnaires, we tend to have an older population. Some of them are facing chronic diseases like diabetes or the war wounds they suffered. All of those contribute to the need of veterans right now. We've faced those issues before, but we continue to try to look out and make sure those specific sets or that kind of veteran is understood and cared for.
Exactly. Well, and we also understand the vets who have been continuing their GI Bill benefits, especially for those attending schools, who have experienced that, classes are now not in session. But you've been an advocate to continuing those benefits. Why is that?
Well, when we think about the funding that veterans receive for school, they didn't stop school. It was an issue that they were handed, and their living expenses doesn't stop. They still have needs for rent, for mortgages, for living expenses, for food. So we just would continue to support that Congress continues funding these benefits during this time of crisis.
Aren't some of the vets still doing some online classes as well, though, anyway?
They are. I think lots of schools are still offering those online services, and I'm sure our veterans are taking advantage of those. And as we move forward, if those things are available, a vet's probably going to be right there in the middle of it to do that.
And I would agree with you, Bill, because what is a vet supposed to do? I mean, their life's been interrupted through no fault of their own. We don't know how long this is going to last, maybe another, depending in some of these classrooms with social distancing and some of the regulations and guidelines that will be put out there, we might be able to start school maybe in some cases in the summer. We might have to wait until next fall. But meanwhile, you've interrupted a vet's life and his plan. And as it is, he may have to extend, some of his schooling because of this, right?
That's absolutely the case. That stream of income is it will be just as important as we move forward as it has been. As those vets continue their education, and we can look at the success over the many years of how successful the GI Bill has been. And by the way, the American Legion helped create the original GI Bill.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
As those veterans continue to improve themselves and look forward to their new life as civilians, the GI Bill is a critical part of that, and we would encourage Congress to continue to fund that income for those vets.
Well, Bill, a few questions left. We've got about a minute left. What are the most important issues facing vets today?
Well, I think one of the big issues that we're facing is veteran suicides, and we need to make that a major point of emphasis. And the issues we're facing right now, when we think about isolation and social distancing and staying at home, it does create a special issue for some of those people who are considering suicide. It's a mental health issue, but that's our buddy checks are looking for those kinds of issues, and we continue to try to reach out and make sure nobody's in that crisis situation.
Well, Commander Bill Oxford, where can the people find out more information about the American Legion?
Well, Bill, you can always check us out on the World Wide Web at legion.org or In Florida, I'm sure it's flegion.org, or check your local Legion post. And Florida is well known for the number of Legion posts they have, and they've got several of the largest posts in the country. So reach out to that local Legion post. I'm sure they'd be willing to discuss membership with anybody.
He's the American Legion's National Commander, Bill Oxford, here with Bill Martinez Live. Bill, thank you so much for being with us. Stay safe.
Thank you. It's a privilege to be here, and I appreciate what you're doing, Bill.